You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
Welcome in the Ginge.
Hello.
Talking about strange company policies because this company in China allegedly fines employees if they go to the bathroom more than once a day.
Yep.
$3. So if your second bathroom break, three bathroom break, that's $3, $6.
Yep.
So if you're having a bad day and you need some Imodium, you know, it's you're going to get fined. So better have some of that.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned that you used to work at the Gap. I had no idea, honestly.
Yeah, it was a great time.
And the policy was,
if you saw somebody stealing, you could not say anything to them. You would go tell your manager, and sometimes your manager would kind of like politely ask them to leave, but you could not accuse them of stealing or do anything to them or anything.
Okay, so you guys can always hit us up on our brand new Power 96.5 app. You can text us, you can hit us up on our socials, or 8629-965.
So, you guys are just talking about working at the Gap. So, I used to be a manager at the Gap and at Old Navy, and they were owned by the same company. That's exactly right. We couldn't say anything. So
if somebody was stealing clothes, you could not...
Yeah, not a word. Just let them load their stuff up and... You know, they can bounce whenever they decide.
That's exactly right. And it was just like, the way I remembered, I could tell my manager and they would kind of like I said, like maybe ask them to leave, but they couldn't even accuse them of stealing.
No, not a word.
Yep. Told you, I knew somebody would validate my story.
You're just hoping that karma gets to them? Like, what do you...
No, and I worked down in Branson, and the worst of them were usually some of the older folks, the bus crews that would come in. And, man, they would load up, man. It was rough. Not say nothing. I was like, wow, this is great when you're 60. Fantastic.
It's just like the shoemakers in Dirty Dancing. They never thought that old couple was stealing everybody's wallet, but it was the older couple that they found out. It wasn't Johnny the dancer, okay? It wasn't Patrick Swayze. It was the shoemakers.
I think we've all learned something here.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.